Mineo entered Leto's small chamber with evident agitation. He actually preferred this meeting place because the God Emperor's cart lay in a depression from which a deadly attack by the worm would be more difficult, and there was the undeniable fact that Leto allowed his majordomo to descend in an Ixion tube lift rather than via that interminable ramp. But Mineo felt that the news he brought this morning was guaranteed to arouse the worm who is God. How to present it? Dawn lay only an hour past, the fourth festival day, a fact Mineo could greet with equanimity, only because it brought him that much nearer the end of these tribulations. Leto stirred as Mineo entered the small chamber. Illumination came on at his signal, focusing only on his face.
"Good morning, Mineo," he said. "My guard tells me you insisted on entering immediately. Why?"
The danger, Mineo knew from experience, lay in the temptation to reveal too much too soon.
"I have spent some time with the Reverend Mother Antioch," he said. "Although she keeps it well hidden, I'm sure she is a mentat."
"Yes, the Bene Gesserit were bound to disobey me sometime. This form of disobedience amuses me."
"Then you will not punish them?"
"Mineo, I am ultimately the only parent my people have. A parent must be generous as well as severe."
He's in a good mood, Mineo thought. A small sigh escaped Mineo, at which Leto smiled.
"Antioch objected when I told her you had ordered an amnesty for a selected few face dancers among our captives."
"I have a festive use for them," Leto said.
"Lord,
I will tell you later. Let's get to the news which brings you bursting in upon me at this hour."
Mineo
chewed at his upper lip.
"The Talaelaxu have been quite garrulous in the attempt to ingratiate themselves with me."
"Of course they have. And what have they revealed?"
"They, provided the Ixions with sufficient advice and equipment to make a, not exactly a gola, and not even a clone. Perhaps we should use the Talaelaxu term, a cellular restructuring. The, experiment was conducted within some sort of shielding device, which the guildsmen assured them your powers could not penetrate."
"And the result?"
Leto felt that he was asking the question in a cold vacuum.
"They are not certain. Talaelaxu were not permitted to witness. However, they did observe that Malki entered this, chamber, and that he emerged later with an infant."
"Yes, I know."
"You do?"
Mineo was puzzled.
"By inference. And all of this happened some 26 years ago?"
"That is correct, Lord.
They identify the infant as Hui Nori?"
"They are not certain, Lord, but—"
Mineo shrugged.
"Of course. And what do you deduce from this, Mineo?"
"There is a deep purpose built into the new Ixion ambassador."
"Certainly there is. Mineo, has it not struck you as odd how much Hui, the gentle Hui, represents a mirror of the redoubtable Malki? His opposite in everything, including sex."
"I had not thought of that, Lord."
"I have."
"I will have her sent back to Ix immediately," Mineo said.
"You will do nothing of the kind."
"But, Lord, if they—"
"Mineo, I have observed that you seldom turn your back on danger. Others often do, but you seldom. Why would you have me engage in such an obvious stupidity?"
Mineo swallowed.
"Good. I like it when you recognize the error of your ways,"
Leto said.
"Thank you, Lord.
I also like it when you express your gratitude sincerely, as you have just done. Now, Antioch was with you when you heard these revelations?"
"As you ordered, Lord."
"Excellent. That will stir things up a bit. You will leave now and go to the Lady Hui. You will tell her that I desire to see her immediately. This will disturb her. She is thinking that we will not meet again until I summon her to the Citadel. I want you to quiet her fears."
"In what way, Lord?"
Leto spoke sadly.
"Mineo, why do you ask advice on something at which you are an expert? Calm her, and bring her here reassured of my kindly intentions toward her."
"Yes, Lord."
Mineo bowed and backed away a step.
"One moment, Mineo!"
Mineo stiffened, his gaze fixed on Leto's face.
"You are puzzled, Mineo,"
Leto said.
"Sometimes you do not know what to think of me. Am I all-powerful and all-prescient? You bring me these little dibs and dabs, and you wonder, does he already know this? If he does, why do I bother? But I have ordered you to report such things, Mineo.
Is your obedience not instructive?
Mineo started to shrug and thought better of it. His lips trembled.
Time can also be a place, Mineo, Leto said. Everything depends upon where you are standing, on where you look, or what you hear. The measure of it is found in consciousness itself.
After a long silence, Mineo ventured,
Is that all, Lord? No, it is not all. Siona will receive today a package delivered to her by a guild courier. Nothing is to interfere with delivery of that package. Do you understand? What is in the package, Lord? Some translations, reading matter which I wish her to see. You will do nothing to interfere. There is no mélange in the package. How did you know what I feared was in the... Because you fear the spice. It could extend your life, but you avoid it. I fear its other effects, Lord. A bountiful nature has decreed that mélange will unveil for some of us unexpected depths of the psyche, yet you fear this? I am Atreides, Lord. Ah, yes, and for the Atreides, mélange may roll the mystery of time through a peculiar process of internal revelation. I have only to remember the way you tested me, Lord. Do you not see the necessity for you to sense the golden path? That is not what I fear, Lord. You fear the other astonishment, the thing which made me make my choice. I have only to look at you, Lord, and know that fear. We Atreides...
He broke off, his mouth dry.
You do not want all of these memories of ancestors and the others who flock within me. Sometimes, Lord, I think the spice is the Atreides' curse. Do you wish that I had never occurred?
Mineo remained silent.
But mélange has its values, Mineo. The guild navigators need it, and without it, the Bene Gesserit would degenerate into a helpless band of whining females. We must live with it or without it, Lord. I know that. Very perceptive, Mineo, but you choose to live without it. Do I not have that choice, Lord? For now. Lord, what do you... There are 28 different words for mélange in common Garlock. They describe it by its intended use, by its dilution, by its age, by whether it came through honest purchase, through theft or conquest, whether it was the dower gift for a male or for a female, and in many other ways is it named. What do you make of this, Mineo? We are offered many choices, Lord. Only where the spice is concerned?
Mineo's brow wrinkled in thought, then,
No. You so seldom say no in my presence, Leto said. I enjoy watching your lips form around the word.
Mineo's mouth twitched in an attempted smile. Leto spoke briskly.
Well, you must go now to the Lady Hui. I will give you one parting piece of advice which may help.
Mineo paid studious attention to Leto's face.
Drug knowledge originated mostly with males, because they tend to be more venturesome, an outgrowth of male aggression. You've read your Orange Catholic Bible, thus you know the story of Eve and the apple. Here's an interesting fact about that story. Eve was not the first to pluck and sample the apple. Adam was first, and he learned by this to put the blame on Eve. My story tells you something about how our societies find a structural necessity for subgroups.
Mineo tipped his head slightly to the left.
Lord, how does this help me? It will help you with the Lady Hui. The singular multiplicity of this universe draws my deepest attention. It is a thing of ultimate beauty.
The Stolen Journals. Leto heard Mineo in the antechamber just before Hui entered the small audience room. She wore voluminous pale green pantaloons, tightly tied at the ankles with darker green bows to match her sandals. A loose blouse of the same dark green could be seen under her black cloak. She appeared calm as she approached Leto, and sat without being invited, choosing a golden cushion rather than the red one she had occupied earlier. It had taken less than an hour for Mineo to bring her. Leto's acute hearing detected Mineo fidgeting in the anteroom, and Leto sent a signal which sealed the arched doorway there.
Something has disturbed Mineo, Hui said. He tried very hard not to reveal this to me, but the more he tried to soothe me, the more he aroused my curiosity.
He did not frighten you?
Oh, no. He did say something very interesting, though. He said that I must remember it at all times, that the god Leto is a different person to each of us. "How is this interesting?" Leto asked. "The interesting thing is the question for which this was the preface. He said he often wonders what part we play in creating that difference in you."
"That is interesting."
"I think it is a truthful insight," Hui said. "Why have you summoned me?"
"At one time, your masters on Ix, they are no longer my masters, Lord. Forgive me. I will refer to them hereafter as the Ixians."
She nodded gravely, prompting, "At one time?"
"The Ixians contemplated making a weapon, a type of hunter-seeker, self-propelled death with a machine mind. It was to be designed as a self-improving thing, which would seek out life and reduce that life to its inorganic matter."
"I have not heard of this thing, Lord."
"I know that. The Ixians do not recognize that machine-makers always run the risk of becoming totally machine. This is ultimate sterility. Machines always fail, given time. And when these machines failed, there would be nothing left, no life at all."
"Sometimes I think they are mad," she said.
"Antiak's opinion. That is the immediate problem. The Ixians are now engaged in an endeavor which they are concealing."
"Even from you?"
"Even from me. I am sending the Reverend Mother Antiak to investigate for me. To help her, I want you to tell her everything you can about the place where you spent your childhood. Omit no detail, no matter how small. Antiak will help you remember. We want every sound, every smell, the shapes and names of visitors, the colors, and even the tinglings of your skin. The slightest thing may be vital."
"You think it is the place of concealment?"
"I know it is."
"And you think they are making this weapon in—"
"No, but this will be our excuse for investigating the place where you were born."
She opened her mouth and gradually formed a smile, then,
"My lord is devious.